Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. See, I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of them, for they will hand you over to councils and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings because of me, as a testimony to them and the Gentiles. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you at that time. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you." This is the Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our readings today feel very timely, and I want to pick out a series of phrases from them to help us think about the time we are living in and look to the future. In the reading from the book of the Exodus, the Lord says to Moses that he is to remind the Israelites how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. They are to remember the way in which the Lord God brought them out from Egypt, the way in which they were able to escape slavery and abuse and racial prejudice of the Egyptians. While in Egypt, the Israelites had lived in a kind of apartheid in the land of Goshen, while serving the needs of the Egyptians as slaves working on building projects and in other ways, for example as household slaves. But now they have escaped, and though that escape has been into a difficult environment, they are in the wilderness of Sinai and have a long journey ahead of them. It is good for them to remember that their freedom now must surely be a better situation for them than the captivity they were in. So they are to remember what Jews remember and what we remember still today, how God, we believe, has acted in our history and is acting in our history. It is our tradition that God has made us who we are, and that history has been drawn out, shaped, and inspired by God. We shouldn't believe this is about God meddling in human affairs or in the physical processes of the natural world. That wouldn't make sense, because God is a loving God who loves the freedom and autonomy of creation and of creatures, including ourselves. But we should believe that this is about God's call on us, God's call on individuals like Moses, and like Rosa Parks, and like Martin Luther King Jr., and like Nelson Mandela, and on individuals like us to stand for certain things, to speak out at certain times, to identify what is wrong in situations, and to change it in whatever way we can for ourselves. Just as we should believe that God has made us who we are, drawing out history through the prophets of the past, through the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and through the saints of every age who have lived their lives for the love of God and of their fellow human beings, so we should believe that God continues to make a call on us to work with him for the shaping of history. Our future selves, looking back on this time, will see much to criticize and much to mourn, and much that offends and causes regret, perhaps much that seems to place us now in a wilderness. But we should also see the ways in which people are doing the right thing now, whether in the effort against the pandemic in hospitals and care homes and laboratories and in the community, or in the dignified assertion that all people are created equal and should be treated with equal kindness and respect. The Lord also says, "But you shall be for me a priestly kingdom, and a holy nation." And what would that mean? Together as a whole, we are called to be a kingdom of priests, and each of us to take a part in that, both in religious terms and in terms of our daily lives, which we pray are and will be shaped by our faith. We are to speak the truth, to serve others, to protect others as a shepherd might their sheep, to take responsibility for the resources and people entrusted to us as stewards, and to be sentinels, watchmen, looking for the right way forward watchful against dangers. This is a religious calling, but we believe the calling of all people, and in fulfilling this calling to be speakers of the truth, servants of others, shepherds, stewards, sentinels, we will help to ensure that we do compose a holy nation, by which we mean a nation of individuals who think of the good of others and who forget themselves in the love and the service of others. I love this passage from Matthew's Gospel that we also just had read, where it says that Jesus has compassion on the crowds because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And today, though we are looking to the future and praying that God is drawing us on and speaking into our situation, and that we are already and will become all the more a holy nation, we are also feeling, some of the time at least, harassed and helpless. Global events seem way beyond our control, just as much as the actions of one person or another whose tweet or decision damages the fabric of society, encouraging violence and preventing moves towards peaceful living together by different communities and mixed communities, representing the diversity and richness of human experience and culture. Global events are beyond our control as the coronavirus pandemic continues to rage in some countries at the same time as others have brought it entirely, for now, under control. We are feeling harassed and helpless. And what we need most certainly are good shepherds in this situation to look after and care for us, and especially for the most vulnerable and the marginalised and the discriminated against in our societies. So we must pray for our shepherds, for those who are holding responsibility for the making of decisions, and in our own way contribute as shepherds ourselves where we are, in speaking the truth, in serving others, as good stewards of the present, and sentinels looking into the distance and towards the future, thinking, what kind of world does this need to become, and how can I make that need a reality? Jesus has some advice for his disciples and for us too. He says, be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. In a world with many dangers that threaten the structure of human societies, the health and safety of many people, and of the environment, we need the wisdom of serpents and the innocence of doves. The wisdom of serpents involves seeing things as they are and working out why things are that way. The innocence of doves involves speaking honestly about what we see and understand and how we think things should or might change for the better. When he is teaching, Jesus encourages his hearers to work things out for themselves, asking them questions and telling them stories. Jesus wants us to work things out for ourselves, and when we think we have worked something out, to respond as we think we should. In a world of dangers and complexities, as well as of kindness, generosity, and respect, this is daunting. But in our gospel reading, Jesus leaves his disciples with the message he left them with in the end as well. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you at that time. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. And if we do our best to remember what our readings tell us today, this will be true for us as well. If we do our best to remember that we believe God has shaped and is shaping history, if we do our best to speak the truth, to serve others, to be shepherds, stewards, and sentinels, if we try to be as wise as serpents and as innocent as doves, if we do these things, then we will already be letting God's Holy Spirit work through us, and we will be making ourselves better able to do God's work and to speak God's word in the future. Amen.